Justin Fluke now joined by Coach Scott Berger talking some about the boys' hoops. The Blue Jays get a big win to end the regular season last night against Hiawatha, 61-43. You'd actually played Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Coach, so a flurry of games. But let's start with the high note and kind of work our way backwards. Last night, maybe as good as your team had played all year, certainly as good as you'd shot the ball. What do you credit that to, I guess, and what did you see from your boys last night in playing so well?
You know, that's a good question. I know we executed well. I know our kids followed the game plan. And what was kind of unusual is we haven't faced a zone defense hardly at all this year. And Hiawatha played a zone against us. So to be honest with you, we've hardly practiced at all versus a zone defense in practice all year because everybody's playing us man. And so that can even be more of an attribute to our kids for responding and adjusting. And, you know, they did a good job of getting the ball inside and then kicking it back out. And, you know, the shots were falling. And when the shots are falling, you look good.
No doubt. So
last night we looked good.
Well, and you had like 8 or 9 guys score. It wasn't like you had somebody scoring 20, 30 points or anything like that. I mean, it just seemed like everybody maybe was kind of shooting the ball with a little more confidence. And when everybody contributes, I guess that's a sign of how good this team can be, right?
Yeah, and eventually we've just been getting better and better, but also deeper. We're playing 9 guys every night, and each one of them is contributing a different way. And so that makes it fun. You just don't know who is going to be stepping up each night. But last night I felt like all of them were making shots, and it just made it look a lot easier than what it has in the past few games.
A few games prior, I mean, were competitive. It wasn't like you were, you know, losing, getting blown out of the gym, but you played obviously some tough opponents for the second time, and Holton and Royal Valley and Perry LeCompte, all teams that are on some pretty good winning streaks right now, it seems. I mean, you caught 3 teams that were all playing pretty good basketball here down the stretch. So any thoughts on just those kind of games in general? And how maybe your team responded, or what they can learn going up against those kind of teams?
I would say in every one of them games, we got down, and we got down early. And in each one of them games, we came back. And so that says a lot about our kids' character and willingness to, you know, just to never give up. And like you said, those are great teams. Those 3 teams we faced, you know, they're as good as anything around here, and they're very athletic teams and playing with a lot of confidence. So I was just proud of how our kids fought in each one of them battles, and those games made us better. You know, I always tell the kids, you're only going to get as good as the people that you face, and when you face good opponents, it makes you better as a team. And so and I think it made us better for last night. And so you know, we're just hoping to continue, and we're excited about going to play at Marysville first round of sub-state, as they got a great team.
You probably are excited as well. I've talked to several coaches today that are like, what do I do with the actual 3 or 4 days I have to be able to practice right now? It seems like practice time has been hard to find. But how do you kind of go about having some extra practices here to get ready for sub-state? And I would imagine, too, there's some motivation. I mean, yeah, Marysville's a tough opponent on the road, but the opportunity to maybe come back and play on their home floor in sub-state and continue this season has to be a pretty big motivating factor this week going into Tuesday.
That is an incentive, and our kids know that. They know that if they can just go over and play well and somehow, you know, squeak out a win, yeah, we get to come home and we get to play on our home court. And so our kids are excited about that. And like you said, practice, we've had 4 games with no practice, and so we're really looking forward to getting back on the court and work on the things that we need to work on. But, yeah, it's a fun time of the year. And we were just talking last night, you know, we got 20 games in this year, and I didn't think we'd get 20 games in. And so, you know, this whole year has been a blessing because I didn't know if we would get the year. I didn't know how many games we would get. And right now we've got all 20 of our regular season games, and now we get to play in sub-state.
Yeah, pretty incredible indeed. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Hey, thank you, Justin.
Scott Berger, head coach of the Blue Jays. This is about the Locker Room Chat, sponsored by Sailor Insurance Service, also by Garrett Country Mart and C&K Service in Sabetha.